to drive.
Fridays mean unplugged on 702.
It is about that time when we get to kick back and relax and enjoy some music. But before we do that, we get to chat to our performer for today, Bongi Archie, who is actually born Bongi Mtombeni. And you may have seen him as one of the popular members of Idols. He was in the top 8 back in 2010, but he is a recording artist and a singer-songwriter. He joins us today. Bongi, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you? I'm super, super excited to be here. Hello to all the listeners and everybody. Finally, I get to be on 702.
You made it. So tell us about your exciting new project. What can people expect from you and your sound?
Look, I'm going for the world sound. I'm going for everybody can sing along and dance along to sound. I'm going for the I feel your pain sound. I'm gonna get you through it. I'm going for the you in love, let me help you, give you some tips on how to love her or him. So it's a very brand new sound and a very brand new exciting journey where I'm now doing only my originals, where all the other years I've been doing covers.
And I mean, the great thing about your original music is you get to interpret it your own way without having to follow in the footsteps of another artist. But your own songs are actually songs you have written. So what is your songwriting journey and process?
Mine is very much spur of the moment. So everything I go through, everything that happens in my life, every experience that I see, I then sit down and I then start with the heading of, like I'm sitting out here and it's so beautiful. I mean, I've got a show today, but I was like, hey, it's good to get here early so I can write anything about, the calmness and the beauty of nature, the green peace, then I just write a heading and then I just go back and I just do the I'll write the chorus before I write the verses, because verses are very tricky and you want people to relate to them. So that journey, that process has been going for years, but now it's time to put it onto record and let people hear it.
So in terms of a lot of the subject matters that you cover, we know many songs are about love. What are your songs about?
Yes. Well, as an artist, you have to cover some of those. You got to cover love. You got to cover peace. You got to cover, you got to motivate. You got to get people happy. You got to get them dancing. And, so my writing covers nearly all of them, heartbreak, sadness, and uplifting music. So I write all of that. I mean, I write everything from pop to reggae all the way through to gospel.
What was the main messaging that you want to leave people with your music?
I've come to realize that music is one thing that everyone can relate to. When you're sad, you put on a CD, or put on the iTunes, or put on music on your iPad or wherever on your phone, and you listen to music. You listen to the genre of music that could help you go through those emotions. So my music is everything that is real. My music is real, and I want to leave people, when you're sad, I want you to put my song, listen to my song and be happy. When you're happy, I want you to put my song on and be super happy. When you feel you need spiritual upliftment, I want you to select one of my songs or albums coming soon and then be uplifted. So it's music that heals the soul. Let me put it like that. Heals the soul, because you got to be happy. You got to stay positive. You got to lift yourself up and be motivated and know that today's not the end of the day, the end of the world. Tomorrow we carry on and lift ourselves up and we strive again.
Why did you choose to change your name? What was that all about?
So this has been after big blessing that I got after having to travel nearly the whole world, and I was kind of figuring, Guti, it was difficult for people to pronounce Mtombe. And it was kind of like hard. They were like, yo, we can't pronounce is it Mtombeni? And I was like,
listen, my name is Relebogile. I understand. No one, very few people are able to just pronounce it the first time. So I get it.
Exactly. So then it came to my sister actually went and did a research about my second name, Archibald, and she gave me this thing, Tibongi. Do you know how strong your name is? Your second name, it means a lot, you know. It's a bold and it's a strong name, and I think you shouldn't hide it. You should let people know. But then after sitting out with my productive team and my marketing team and everyone, we sat down and I was like, guys, what do you think of Bongi Archie? Because why I kept the name Bongi, because it's a short name of Bongi Nkosi, is because I still want to keep my Africanism. Yeah? I still want to be known with Ubongi. It's not Mark Archie or Frank Archie or David Archie. It's Bongi Archie. So they know. Actually, Lombanalo is African, but then he's also accommodating the whole world. So I put that together, keep my roots, keep my Africanism, but still take the music and myself to the world. So that's why the name changed.
I see. Bongi Archie, his music is coming up.